Hi everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the No Shortcuts podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Maynard-Atem, and I'm with my wonderful co-host...
Len Hamilton.
Oh, it's been a long time coming. How long have we been talking about doing this? About a year?
At least 12 months. And now we're finally here.
Which I think is really, really exciting.
I'm really excited about it. We've got some really good people coming on board as well, haven't we?
I just really like the fact that in terms of the podcast and what it's going to be about following people's journeys and actually finding out the pitfalls and the challenges that they face in order to get to where they are. Because I think nowadays, like social media and things like that, you know, there's this feeling that success is instant.
Yeah.
And that's clearly really not the case. No. I mean, not for you and I. I've been working since I was 16, you know, and I'm not going to say how old I am.
No, listen.
21. But yeah, you know, and I think for me, I face a lot of challenges. I face a lot of hurdles, you know, and I know the same applies to you. Yeah. So it's going to be really, really interesting to kind of hear people's stories and hear people's journeys.
Get down and dirty.
Not too dirty, obviously.
Obviously.
And I think the great thing is as well, it's going to be a podcast that's for everyone. Like, I think it's really important that we, you know, in terms of young people, because in the age of TikTok and Instagram, you know, some people do go viral. Yeah. For some people, it does happen quite quickly, but it doesn't for everyone. And I think in terms of young people, it's really important that they kind of get the idea that you can be successful. Anybody can be successful, but it does take time.
Of course it takes time. We need to find out how it started, what inspired people. Yeah. And how long it actually took them to get to where they are now.
Yeah, this is the thing, because it's like with me, I do TV, I do all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, people think, oh, you know, it's just happened. But I've been working away at that for over 10 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't just kind of happened overnight. And even then, you know, for every piece of press that I secure or media that I do, there are 10 opportunities that I don't get.
Yeah.
So I think it's really about that. It's like you've got to remember, especially with social media, you tend to only see the highlights, don't you? You don't tend to see the challenges that people face.
You see the cars and the holidays. You don't see the 6 o'clock starts.
No, you don't. Oh, the 4 a.m. starts. Or the amount of, like, because someone was saying to me, I was on the radio a few weeks ago, and they're saying, oh, you're always in the press. And it's like, yeah, but for every one press opportunity that I land, I either get 10 no's or in some cases, no responses at all. Yeah. So I think for me, that whole idea that, you know, there are no shortcuts to success. Yeah, I think that's the message that I really want to drive home. And I know you
do
shortcuts.
Too.
No shortcuts. It would be nice, but I don't think there are. Not for me anyway. So why don't you kind of share with us a little bit about your journey and kind of your story?
Well, my journey, whew, where do I start? I started at school I was working from I was 14, really.
Yeah.
I used to work in a butcher shop. Me and my best friend, Brendan Kilbride, we'd literally leave school and go and sweep up in a butcher shop and get paid £3 or £4 and then come back to school bawling the following day buying bourbon cream biscuits and stuff. And then from there, just literally went straight into retail. So I've always worked in clothing and then literally from retail clothing to working on the shop floor and then from the shop floor becoming a footwear buyer and clothing buyer, and then from that becoming an agent, a clothing agent. In between that, I used to put on club nights and stuff and DJing in Birmingham, and then from there I've set up a cleaning company, a flower shop, a speakeasy wine bar, a natural wine bar, and then always trying to create different events throughout the city, working with some good people. But yeah, a bit of a maverick.
Yeah.
Always trying to do stuff, always trying to create, always working with the arts, working with young people, which I think is really important. But I'm always working. That's my problem. I don't sleep. So that's it really. But yeah, I'm always trying to do stuff, and it's always good to be working with the arts and the fashion side and the music side gets all connected.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's kind of my journey. In a nutshell. It's a little bit deeper than that, but we don't need to go there. Not yet.
Not yet. There's plenty of time for that. I think it's a similar thing for me, like in a nutshell, because we'd be here all night. Yeah. But I started working at 16. I actually started as a youth trainee. I don't even think YTS exists anymore. And I started with a pharmaceutical company. I was a graphic design trainee. I did that for 2 years. And then I got taken on as a junior graphic designer. And whilst I was at that company, I was able to do my degree on a part-time basis, which was fantastic. And then from there, I've worked in various different roles. I've worked obviously in marketing and communications. I've worked in fashion. I've worked in education. I've worked in PR. I've just done so many different things. I've worked in fashion. And yeah, you know, it spanned like well over 25 years. So yeah, and then fast forward to present day, I'm kind of got a bit of a, I would say like a portfolio career. Like I do different things like you, but it's all interesting. It's all fun. I think, I tell you one thing I do think nowadays, which is really cool. When I first started working many, many years ago, people only tended to have one job, one career. Yeah. Now people have two or three careers in their lifetime, which I think is really interesting. I'm not so sold on this idea of hustle culture because I think that can be a little bit unhealthy. Yeah. Obviously, hard work is necessary to get anywhere, to achieve anything. But I do think that, you know, there was a period of time, not so much now, where this whole hustle culture thing was a real, real thing. And I don't necessarily think that it was very, very healthy for people. Yeah. So I think now, I think we're moving to a place, especially since lockdown, since COVID, I think people's attitudes to work have really changed. People are really starting to think about, actually, do I want to do this job for the next 5 years? You know, and a lot of people like me and like you have very varied interests.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are like us insofar as they've got a bit of an interesting journey.
Can we cut them a bit hot?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, yeah, anyway. Sorry, guys.
Back to the podcast. So, where were we? So we were talking about kind of our journeys. And the whole idea around hustle culture, which I don't actually agree with. I think it's...
Why is hustle culture?
Well, I think it's just like working yourself like a dog. Like I can remember though, there was a time when I subscribed to it. Like I would sometimes do crazy hours and you'd almost wear it as a badge of honor. Like I've done a 16-hour day. And don't get me wrong, there are times when you might have to do that. But I think there was definitely a period of time where it was kind of seen as a good thing.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel that is. I think it's a bit unhealthy. Yeah.
It's definitely unhealthy.
There is a time and a place where hard work is needed and you know you have to maybe pull an all-nighter every once in a while, but I just think that encouraging people to work in a way that is kind of unnatural, I don't think that's good for you. And I think one of the things I really like is, like I was saying, since we've come out, I think COVID and lockdown really gave people time. Obviously, it was a horrible time and we lost a lot of people, but it gave a lot of people time to think. I know it did with me, and I was just thinking, actually, what is it that I really, really want to do? And I think what I'm noticing is, and it's certainly with me anyway, is that I am incorporating a lot of my own interests into my work, whereas before, I kind of just stuck to marketing-related roles. Now it's like I'm trying to incorporate a bit of fashion, personal finance, you know, things that I have a genuine interest in. And I must admit, I'm finding work a lot more interesting rather than it's more kind of two-dimensional than being one-dimensional. But that said, you know, with the whole no shortcuts thing in mind, it's taken many years to kind of build up that wealth of experience to be able to do different things. I think that's another thing as well. You know, people will say to me, oh, you're doing all these things, but I've spent like the best part of 30 years building up the experience to be able to do different things and dip in and out of different areas.
Agreed.
So I think, again, it's that thing of, it is, I know it sounds really cheesy, but it is really about the journey, isn't it? Because, you know, the destination, that's what everyone sees, but nobody sees all the long hours. Nobody sees all the hours that you pull to pull all of this together and all your other various businesses. So I think for me, that's why the podcast is really exciting and really interesting.
Yeah.
And we've got some really interesting guests coming up. Can't say anything at the moment, but really interesting guests and really interesting conversations.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think, like say, we've been talking about it for a while. I think it's important now to get it out there.
Definitely.
See what reactions that we get. But we are going to be literally talking no shortcuts, which is what it's about. And it'd be really interesting to see some of these people that everybody knows in the industry but don't actually know how they got where they are to. And finding out their damn secrets and how they actually got there, which would be really, really cool. So I'm excited.
Excited. The other thing I'm really excited about as well, it's going to be a really diverse group of people because I think that's really important. I think we still, I know that equality, diversity and inclusion are big buzzwords at the moment, but I still don't think we see it to the degree that we should. So for me, it's going to be really interesting because we've got a real broad spectrum of people that we're going to be talking to.
Yeah.
So, and it's good in terms of representation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think it's really important for people to see people that have their own lived sharing their own lived experiences and kind of gone maybe on similar journeys and similar paths to them, because everybody's different. So I think that's the thing that's really exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to. There's one particular guest I'm very, very excited about. Can't say their name.
Who is it?
Oh, I have to watch it and find out. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really, really good. So yeah. And then we're going to have to share our stories at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In more detail. But we'll chat to our guests first and then we'll think about doing our own.
We'll be here till Christmas if we start talking about ours.
So, no shortcuts podcast.
No shortcuts.
Coming soon. So watch this space, guys, and we shall see you soon.
See you later. Bye.